This is TNT.
Wait, hold on. That, now you can do it.
Okay, hello, hello.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Man. So I kind of was late in uploading last week's episode, but it's up now.
What
so.
The fuck did you do?
Huh?
No, you I didn't was, tell us. You I, didn't, I was didn't
out.
Post it.
I was out. No, it's already up.
Okay, great.
It was up like a day ago or something. Anyway.
What, are we going to start off with chismes?
No, I'll save that for later.
Huh?
I'll save that for later.
I'm dead set on starting off with the chismes. What the
he
heck?
Wants to go start chismes. You know about this?
A bit.
Because everybody's talking about it. So
honestly, I have no idea where we're heading with all the episodes we've been doing the past year or so.
Let's talk about chismes so that everybody can relate. No, it's a hot topic, and apparently
What is the topic?
Well, apparently, there was this radio DJ / host, not from here.
Half from here.
No, he's not from here.
Yeah, I definitely know.
Is it confirmed that it's the guy?
Well, I myself would give it about, I'd say about 80% that it's him.
So you're not sure?
I'm not sure.
Nobody's confirming it. Because if we're talking about the same chismes, I know the guy personally. I've seen the guy in action. I've seen the guy pick up girls.
Uh-huh. And?
It's way different than what the story is about when I saw what you posted.
Yeah, okay, because the story goes, he was hosting this wedding, and then he apparently came on to one of the bridesmaids.
Tell somebody to go to
the bathroom.
I have a take on that.
That's not his style.
No, nah. Dude,
I have a take
the guy
on that.
Is too popular to do that shit, dude.
True. And then,
but there's three other guys if they're accusing a particular show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it could be the other guys, which I haven't seen in action, so I couldn't vouch for or against. But this guy that was accused in the
thread
of conversation? Nah.
I was telling my cousin in Metro Manila that, because they were classmates in high school, apparently.
Classmates with the victim?
No, with the guy that we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That was supposedly...
He's saying, it's a possibility?
He was asking, sigurado ba nga siya? Well, and hindi kami 100%, but from the looks of it, parang siya. Sabi ko, bakit? Kasi hindi siya ganyan kubibo. Nope. Same as what you're saying. Hindi siya ganyan kubibo.
No, but it's the thing. But my take on this,
And even I told him, I go like,
are you going to listen to me? What I'm
Wait, hold on. So I told him like, dude, with the way they took, they told the story, it could have been anyone from radio that I know, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Be it in Manila, in Cebu, or here mm-hmm. in Cagayan.
Yeah, but it's very specific. Somebody from radio, a host, and married to somebody from Cagayan de Oro.
Did it say from
He didn't Korea? Really say
no,
in the story. It didn't
no,
say,
it
didn't say.
Say
in the story. It didn't say in the story.
Well, that, I don't know. Korean but it got linked to the fact that...
It got linked to the fact that he was married from someone from
so
here.
So it narrowed it down.
Yeah, but yeah. For the record...
From how you've known him, it's not.
It's not him.
Yeah, but here's my take on that. The girl could have led him on. There was an understanding.
No. From the way I read
from the way the story goes
earlier, no.
He was too forward. It was all the
he
guy.
He feels like he's too popular to waste his time over these things.
Like I said, it could have been anyone that we know. It could have been us, for Christ's sake, at some point.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been me, based on the description, but I was not there.
That's what I'm saying.
It was not 30 years ago.
That was not 30 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. The way the story was told...
If I did that, I wouldn't do it in the bathroom.
If it's 30 years ago, we'd be quiet right now.
Yeah.
I mean...
Because it could have been anybody.
Yeah. Besides, if I'm extremely drunk, that could probably happen.
For the record, to anybody listening to this episode right now, this thing that happened recently...
I did a wedding... couple of weeks ago.
This thing happened recently. It's at a point where we are like the big bosses of these people you guys are talking about. So it couldn't have been us, because we've climbed up the corporate ladder somehow over the years before we actually decided it's going down the drain or whatever.
But
Because when I have a someone forwarded me the story,
Go ahead.
It can't be him.
Yeah, but I have a question. He was waiting.
Yeah.
What was he waiting for?
There's another guy that could have been the perfect description of the guy who's likely to be doing it. I can't just say it right now.
Yeah, I get the idea of which one, but
I know someone. I know two people like that.
We're talking about from that group. Yeah, from that group.
But definitely not the guy that we're allegedly accusing based on like the conversation that transpired.
So I have a question about that.
From the last 4 hours.
Could he be described as a popular DJ or / host?
Yeah.
Married to somebody from Cagayan de Oro?
It wasn't mentioned.
Because that's what's
married.
coming out in Reddit.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the Reddit is wrong. Because it wasn't mentioned in the original story.
Really?
Yeah, it's all wrong.
Yeah.
Because their reaction, based on something that I read in Reddit, one of the girls know the guy's wife, and they're having a conversation about that.
Know the girl's wife being from Cagayan de Oro?
Yes. Yes.
Well,
so that's
unless
the thing.
They come forward and
but here's my
like,
take
confirms
on
it.
The guy could... Don't think of it as an indictment on the guy, okay? So, hear me out. So, they were flirting during the wedding. Probably the girl...
Look, I'm just basing...
Gave mixed signals.
No, you never do that. Probably, no, not fair for the girl. We're just saying...
No, I'm just basing it on what I've read.
It's a misunderstanding. I'm
basing it on what I've read from the story that was forwarded.
Yeah.
It didn't say that they were flirting.
Yeah.
It said that he was flirting with the girl.
I mean, how stupid can you get if you invited somebody and you actually wait there? How stupid can you get?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's such an amateur move.
Very amateur.
From my end, since we're recording it and I'm here now, I know the guy personally. If it's the same guy we're talking about,
yeah,
it's not likely that he's gonna do.
He's gonna wait
exactly, which led me to think that he gets
the idea that the girl is into him. I've been with the guy touring for a lot of years.
Really? Okay.
With all these things happening, with me trying to make sure he gets protected and all that. Nah, dude, it's not like
even if he's drunk. Let's say
he never gets drunk.
Really?
He doesn't drink.
He doesn't drink. Okay.
If he gets drunk, he doesn't even talk to anybody. Dude, he's reached a point where he forgoes partying because he has a taping the next day and all that. And he can afford to forgo something like that for something professional. And he prefers and he prioritizes things. And I've seen him do that for a minimum of 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
2 years of regularly knowing what he's like. When we're out of town.
I know. If you're somebody that famous, then you wouldn't be desperate for pussy, I'm telling you.
He's not.
I know. I mean, yeah, I can relate.
Besides, I don't want to talk about the pussy desperate to have a night with him, though. Because that's a different thing.
That's another angle that we should be talking about. Because
there and I see it.
Yeah, I know. Which is why that's another angle. Because he could have been led on and then... left there,
but he wouldn't wait.
No, the story about him waiting.
Hold on,
dude.
It's very
no matter how much you say that he was being
subjective.
Led on.
It's very subjective. When you say wait, it's very subjective.
Okay.
If let's say, for example, I want to frame you and I want to embarrass you, I tell you to go there, wait for me for 2 minutes because we're gonna go somewhere
in the bathroom. If he gets the message, the way I know the guy, he gets the message to. Telling him to go there and wait, he's not gonna do it.
Really?
Yeah, he's gonna go.
All right.
Screw you.
Yeah, because
what the fuck's wrong with you?
Because I myself, I wouldn't wait.
Would you do it,
Jesse? You're talking about Jesse the.
Yes, I wait.
You would. Yeah. Okay.
You're talking. You're talking to Jesse the gigolo.
No. Wait. Yeah. Hold on. Okay. So and you can bear witness to this. I will not wait in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
What I will do is I will hold on to your bag, which we did.
Exactly. See, point
right?
Prove it. Okay, we're not going to wait.
Yeah, we're not going to wait.
But we're talking about this guy.
Give me your bag. Because that's the weakness, right? You got a bag. You want to. Mm-hmm. So okay. So if we're gonna go somewhere, okay. Give me your bag. I'll hold it for you. And then since
hold anybody else's bag.
No. I mean not
in
really hold.
Case,
hold.
Not
I mean
gonna do it.
I'm gonna safeguard it for you. Put it in a corner somewhere. I'm the only person or the DJ playing the music knows where it is. So by at the end of the event, you're gonna reach out to me. Then, okay, I'll give you your bag. Let's go somewhere else.
That's a totally different modus.
What do you mean totally different? Yeah, it's a totally different modus.
I haven't tried that.
What?
Nah.
You haven't tried the bag thing?
Callers.
To be honest, I haven't tried the bag thing.
I even told my son, dude, if you have a girlfriend in the future.
Callers disco, Ryan. I probably held the bag for your girl.
Yeah, but in my case, I told my son, if. You have a girlfriend because I just saw a guy earlier.
You don't go out. You don't go walking.
And then
the
girl lets the boyfriend hold the bag, ask for the bag to pay for the bill, and then gives the bag back to the boyfriend. If she cannot carry the bag, you do not carry the bag. If she insists on letting you carry the bag in public, fucking break up with her.
Let me refresh your memory, okay? So... We talked to a couple of girls. And
okay.
This is way before we got married or to our wives.
Yeah,
right now, so
that's okay. That's all fair game. All
right, so...
Did I carry anybody else's bag?
No,
I never,
okay,
yeah.
So...
I feel better now.
We talked to a couple of girls outside of the of callers before. So...
That is something I totally cannot remember. But go on.
Because you were... extremely drunk that night.
Holy shit.
But then again, okay, so you gave me a signal that you want to get laid. So, okay, so I'm the more sober one that night. So outside, and they want to dance. You and I don't dance.
Oh, yeah.
You're right? Right. Okay.
No so what I do when I'm
no one dances.
Totally drunk.
We're going to kick
totally
you out of the
drunk,
company.
I no, actually no. dance.
No one dances. We are going to disown you if you dance. That's
yeah,
why
anyways, all right.
David
so go on.
Is,
all right. Okay. So they wanted to dance. What
they wanted
happened?
To dance. We don't dance. They want a party. They give mixed signals like, okay, so we're going to go out later. Mm-hmm. And we know that a lot of guys, they want to pick up girls while they're dancing, right?
Yeah.
Cool. All right, so I want to avoid that. I want something that's going to block the possibility that somebody dancing will grab the girl, right? So I said, okay, since you're dancing, we're buying the drinks. We want to make sure that you're going to come back to us despite... The number,
whatever happens, you do your shit. At the end of the day, you're hanging out with us.
Yeah, body wise, because you know we have different ideals of what beauty is face wise. Body wise,
that flies out the window when you had too much. Anyways,
yeah. Anyway,
it
so
was just a principle.
Not
talking
on a 10 scale.
At the time.
So
yeah,
the lower head was talking. Okay, so
yeah. And besides, a principle. Like you know, I'm getting this girl. Screw that. I don't care if she's ugly.
Don't
you're not
get laid.
Fucking taking it out. Yeah,
correct.
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah,
so
right.
That's the thing. And we were like, why are we so defensive? Anyway, okay, so I said, okay, you
I
get,
have
you
my
got
standards
a,
when it comes to
you
colors.
So they do their shit.
Colors.
They
you
left
a jacket,
their things with you.
You got a jacket and you got bags. We got drinks. So, okay, so if you want to have a drink, come back. Mm-hmm. And if you want to grab your stuff, you can't leave without going back to me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get your stuff. I'll put it in the chair right behind where I was sitting behind
and then
it.
We party. And then
we just drink. They dance. And
they
then
dance.
At the end of the night,
they come back to you.
It did happen.
Yeah.
Because a lot of guys were trying.
Yeah. And we were just laughing because,
They can't leave.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So, okay. So they had to come back. And, of course, before we left it, so we were not carrying the bags. That's a disclaimer. We were not carrying the bags. So we're just keeping it.
So we got to go get
it's
your bags,
bag.
Carry
How
it yourselves. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I know. So it's small bags. So it's
I
right
think
behind
I remember
seats.
That night, and then we finally got our separate rooms, and then I fell asleep.
Yes, you slept on the girl.
Fuck, yeah.
Okay.
I woke up, and holy shit, it's in the middle of the day.
And I don't want to knock on his room because we're at the beach. Okay. So I don't want to knock on his room because I don't want to hear some crazy shit.
Yeah.
So I thought that he left me. So I went out of the room and then I took a
left.
The girl left.
I
fell asleep. I was so fucking drunk.
And my extreme worry that night is not about Ryan because I know Ryan can handle it. My extreme worry was if I leave at around 5 o'clock, the sun's going to come up and everybody's going to see me with a girl who's cuddling up to me. In the
I don't want to be seen, so I left around 4 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh. I went to a beach.
Mm-hmm. Beach? I mean...
Dude, this was back in the old days, man.
This was mid-90s.
Was
mid-90s, no, so we're talking
late bon 90s. Bon. Late 90s.
We're talking Bonbon?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That was the inkling to be.
I think I know where that place is.
Yeah, yes, exactly. I know. See? Okay, good.
I woke up...
How much were they charging for a cottage?
A 100.
Yeah, there we go. 120. Yeah,
I woke up and...
Was it 120?
Late to early mid 2000s. Yeah, 120.
I got to talk to that girl like weeks after, and she was laughing at me. I was like, you know what? I left you because you were fucking drunk and had to go.
Fucking drunk and
yeah,
no fucking happened.
Nothing fucking happened. I was fucking drunk, dude. I was sleeping.
Slept on a girl.
I slept on.
So, I mean, yeah, so that's...
So that's what happened the night before? This is the first time I actually know about the fucking story. Yeah, so I just remember...
I'm a good wingman, man.
You woke up.
I just remember her first name now because of what happened.
Okay.
I can never forget her first name because of what happened.
She's married to an African-American, by the way.
Holy shit, really?
And she's in the States, yeah.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, good for her.
She looked nice.
And
I remember we were drinking, the girl that I was, and then now that I know that you were with me that night,
uh-huh,
I was telling her the first time I saw her, like, she needs to be hanging out with us in this bar. I told the waiter to, like, fucking get her to, right?
Too late. I got the bag.
Yeah.
Right? Whatever, so I was just letting you be, and I know that whatever happens, that guy is not going to go home.
And a whole
home.
Bunch of other girls in the group is hanging out with us afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy moly. Yeah.
So I know. So, and she happens to be a school girl. I mean, a schoolmate. Same year. In
oh, shit, dude. I woke up and said, all by myself. Mm-hmm. So I lost my jacket. I lost
what
my cigarette.
What do you mean you lost your jacket?
That night, I remember. That much, I remember. So somebody actually went in the room and took some stuff because I fell asleep.
And the weird thing was, the girl that I was with was that worker from McDonald's who was the cause why somebody committed suicide. Remember that worker from McDonald's before who committed suicide? Yeah, because, you know, because the girl doesn't want him anymore. So mm-hmm. he went out with a girl and he doesn't want him anymore. And
he just offed himself.
He offed himself at the girl's
gate. Yeah.
And then I realized that. Oh,
interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Good old days.
Well,
man.
Most of my colors.
These episodes,
memories.
All episodes of our show should be like this, man.
All right.
Like
most
Bill
of my...
Ryan falling asleep and not getting laid. Fuck, that's fucking priceless.
Yeah, so that
most
lens,
of my unforgettable shit, colors moments didn't happen during a party.
Colors moments is like pretty fucking low, right? I mean, you remember
low as in debauchery, or
it's low because a little bit higher would be if you're hanging out at Gunzi and getting the girls there. If you're getting the girls from callers,
no, but most
either
most
you're
of my
not
memorable
getting laid because you're just hanging out and getting drunk there, getting a good conversation from friends, then you get the callers mm-hmm. spot. But if you're mm-hmm. there to get laid, you usually get the girls. That's like fucking really weird compared
see,
to
that's
like
why I don't pick up girls in colors.
There you go. See, that's what I'm talking about.
What okay. I'm saying is, although
so
funny
me
thing
not
is,
getting laid from somebody I picked up from colors long
the
ago
funny thing is,
would
though,
have been like a fucking blessing.
One of my most unforgettable trysts was happened in colors. Although it didn't happen at night.
Yeah.
It happened during the afternoon, and it was like we were doing a sound check.
Are you talking about
sound check?
No.
You guys were probably eating like
no, I wasn't with you guys.
Fries at Twinkies.
No.
And Uncle Sam.
I wasn't with the guys that I was working for the other station at this point.
You were so, working at the other station?
That fucked up radio station.
Yeah. Claims that they were number one and then they were gone.
We didn't say we were number one, but, you know.
Nah,
anyway.
You've been telling us, from like, the, we beat you. Yeah, right.
From the guy who declared himself as equal to God. I mean, you know, you can be an atheist, but for you to declare that you're equal to God, it's a totally different.
And then you guys are gone just like that. Anyway, so
anyway,
what happened?
So we were having an
oh,
event.
You're there, booby. I'm sorry.
Fuck you. Anyway, so we were having an event that night. So we were having sound check, so I had to go uh-huh. with them. We're having a sound check, and then someone was hanging out in the station with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I took her two colors, and then you know how they are when it comes to sound checking with the band. And mm-hmm. They feel like special and all that.
There was a band at Colors. What the hell happened to Colors then?
We got a band. Okay.
You got somehow a band at Colors.
Yeah. And your boss took it to Colors.
Yeah.
How what cheap was the get? Who's the band?
I can't remember who it was.
Aegis?
No, it wasn't one of those. Anyway, so they were doing their sound check. It was doing the usual rounds.
And then you got lucky with the girl.
And then I just took her to that room upstairs.
What room?
That secret room, yes.
You don't know that room.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah, I do.
It's not a
room. It's a fucking lounge.
Oh, it's a lounge.
Yeah, but not everybody's allowed there. So there's that spiral staircase.
No, no, no.
There's
that unless, spiral unless staircase. Unless you're producing the show. Yeah.
Or you know the owner, or it's really, really, or always.
So I go like
producing stuff.
So
yeah.
She was asking like, what's up there? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, there's a.
You want to find out, baby?
There's a lounge, and then you know there's a rooftop thing. Because there was
this was in outside. A long time ago. This wasn't rape before.
This wasn't right? rape. It wasn't rape.
This was
consent.
No, that's rape now.
Not
with all this fucking
although
millennial and Gen Z crap and pronoun shit. That's fucking rape nowadays. But before, it was pure fucking fun and
yeah,
some
so it's
nice
pure
looking girl getting tricked.
Yeah, wait, hold
plain
on.
Plain and simple.
Not really tricked. I wouldn't want to use that word because I'm making moves.
So you're saying she's a fucking dumbass then?
No.
Same thing, man. See, even Ayo agrees, man.
The funny thing was, it was almost statutory, right?
Yeah.
Because she was
knowing you.
They
movie,
wake
I
up
wouldn't
the next
surprised.
Morning. They say, "Fuck, I was so stupid," it happened. So I'm not complaining.
It was like a couple of weeks after her 16th birthday, so
and then they go, "It's done and over with." Let's move
even
on.
If it's 1 year after her 16th birthday, it would still be statutory. What the heck are you talking about?
15. Philippines has 15.
Yeah.
Did you just admit to?
Trust me.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Read
cool.
up on it.
All right. Cool. You can edit this anyway.
No, I distinctly remember because she was hanging out, and then I didn't want it at first. I didn't want to because she was like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
no names.
And then we took her.
Girl's
took
married
her
now, probably poor as no, shit. And if she files a case,
if I remember right, she's
presents to the court the episode well, that we have now.
Wait, hold on. The youngest that I had was 15, but then again, I was 17.
There you go.
So that's, we're both minors.
Yeah. No,
you beat the cake.
That's fair game.
Well, yeah, okay.
In right. Ruby's case,
no, let's not go where how low I went.
Yeah, okay, so.
Let's be
before he incriminates himself. So this ties into the fact that
you're too scared to be in the now. Like, fuck it, dude. The rules were different back in the day. Right?
Yeah, and besides, I didn't force her to do anything she didn't want to.
Yeah, screw that.
Correct.
Like, you know, let them file a case and then present
let's just say
this as
that,
evidence. Are we naming names? We couldn't even remember their names, right?
Yep.
All I remember is I was afraid that I was the first, but again, then again, I wasn't.
So I can't remember okay. around 75% of them, probably. But this ties into the fact that knowing our experience and
no, my fear was I was going to be the first, but then again, because knowing how old
yeah,
she was.
Yeah, I don't want that. Again, that's a nightmare.
But then again, you know, I go like, okay, so she knows how to move. She's probably not.
Yeah, okay, good.
And
good.
Then I kind of confirmed that she wasn't.
Good, okay.
So it was all right.
All right. So
not that it was okay, but
yeah, but since we're talking about this guy, this personality, this ties into the fact that, yeah, you're now starting to make sense. I mean, if you have this experience or...
Because after that, I became really, really picky.
No, let's talk about that guy. That guy. So yeah. Knowing this,
I understand that why he can be picky.
How old is he? Ryan, what do you think? How old is he?
If
the guy that we're talking about, the personality,
40.
No, dude, I'm telling you, dude. No, it's yeah. So I agree with you. It's not possible. He's not gonna wait. He's not gonna wait. If
he was 20, I'd probably.
Yes, correct. If the girl really digs him, then
I don't care if the girl was 19 or 18 or
if
20.
The girl, yeah, I know. So, but if the girl digs him, then probably the best that I could do is I'm gonna give him or you know I'm gonna give her the number to my room. Then if you want, then you can go.
Yeah,
or once we're done, wrapping up. I'm going to take a look at you and nod, and then let's go. Let's get out of here. Not wait in the bathroom. What the
heck?
Not
wait in the bathroom.
One, at the age of 40, you need some some more basic, more than basic stimulation to get it up. Right?
So, at our age, we need to get creative.
You need to get creative. You right? 40?
That's the oldest line in the book. You need to get creative.
So, I'm starting to agree with you. Probably he was set up. I think that's...
I wouldn't... Nah, I'm saying that he's probably still not him.
Really?
Yeah.
Because the other people in that group are not that young either.
Well, they don't know him the way we do.
I think that the other members of that group can get the can get girls as well.
See, only people like him would understand the situation. That would be us, because we were in the same biz.
Yeah.
We moved in the same circles. We basically did the same things. So we would understand that how he can say no, how he can refuse.
Yeah.
And this wasn't something that was told to me. It was something that was forwarded from a story on Reddit to me. So I'm judging everything from what I've read on that Reddit post. And from what I've read, it's just not likely that it's him.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Right. I'm starting to get your point right now. Because
I'd probably say it's one of the newer jocks that they have, probably.
No.
How come he got...
Not from the same station, but, you know, a younger...
Could be, yeah, from the same market, same batch of talent.
So the principle of... What's that again? Believe me? What's that again? What's that girls' movement?
Me Too.
The Me Too movement. So,
No, dude. With the Me Too, we're all guilty.
No. I mean, if you...
The Me Too covers, like, if there's 8 billion people in the world, it covers, like, 6 or 7 billion.
We've said this before, long ago. Mm-hmm. If we had Me Too in our time,
we would have
been crucified.
When that came out, I was fucking quiet because, what? Do I want to expose 6 billion human beings in the world because of this fucking thing? And make everybody realize it's 6 billion people?
Yeah, but that's fucked up.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, dude, it's a matter of point of view at any given fucking decade.
But the thing is, that's how it's coming out on social media.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Social media is dumb.
That's why I never really enjoyed social media because of that shit.
That's why I rarely participate.
Based on this,
I'm
what they call a lurker.
I'm confident to admit that over the years, it's 2023, November, almost Christmas 2023. Why am I online? Because of the fucking news. And people I know from 20 years ago, like, what the fuck is going on with them? Primarily, that's why I'm online. News, man.
And I needed this conversation because I can't say anything on social media, but you guys know that I say stuff.
Me too, because I work for an entity that forbids me to fucking say anything.
In your case, yes. In my case, guilty as charged, even before I say something. Number three, it's because I would understand based on the fact that you don't have to, based on who he is and his caliber. Mm-hmm. I know he's so masa sometimes, but you'd be surprised at the amount of girls that the masa jocks would get.
Yeah,
right? So I don't think he's going to be desperate. Talking to you right now, I don't think that anybody at 40 years old would want to do it. Right?
Yeah.
Probably I'll meet you outside. Let's go. Probably go to my room. Let's go somewhere else.
See, one thing that you have to remember is that... from what we have experienced, what we've gone through in our youth, it's easy for us to forgo.
Correct.
Let go. I've even after I've quit radio for all those years ago, for how many times, There was a time that, you know, they'd still come in and then they go like, no, not anymore.
Yeah, at the age of 40, you have the luxury of saying no, I'm telling you.
Especially when I was, after I got married, they go like, this can't happen. I have to be like,
I know.
More,
yeah.
I have to be more careful.
Correct.
Than usual. I didn't care if I was like, you know, if I still had my girlfriend here and there, or I was, you know, committed to someone else, but as long as my justification was, I'm not married yet, so technically I'm still fair game.
Yeah.
That was my justification. I know it's wrong. Sorry, Me Too movement. But
the wildest, and I hope to God my wife's not listening, the wildest that I did something really, the latest that I got, the latest that I was extremely wild was at the age of 30-something at somebody's house at 12 noon in Cavite. Oh. At the age of 33-something?
Yeah, I was in my 30s.
Yeah, so probably that. But the age of 40, probably I would say, no, fuck, no.
I know. Best lay I ever had. Late 20s.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but we're talking about, you know,
that was one
doing wild. It in the bathroom.
One wild day.
Doing it in the bathroom in some public area, where not really public, since if it happens at a hotel, but a lot of people come in and out.
Yeah.
So what is that? What is that? A common bathroom? Since both sucks can come in.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, I mean,
unisex.
You could be fucking in one stall. I could be taking a crap in the other. I wouldn't care. Right. So we're that
besides,
kind of
dude. If Gonzi or Colors' bathroom could tell the story, even TJ's before, if that bathroom could tell the story,
I'm not that bad. I never did it there.
No, but I know people who did it there. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, all right.
I'm not saying that I participated in the bathroom sex thing because I find it icky.
Yeah, I know, right?
I know. So other people's piss, I'm like, oh God, no.
The best probably I got in was I was extremely drunk. The girl was extremely drunk, and there was oral sex in the bathroom, but no penetration, and it's just a zipper down thing. Yeah. It's probably the worst that, you know, I can't even remember where that happened. But then again, let's give the guy the benefit of the doubt, and, you know, let's, if it, you get a.
But
you,
if
you
he was it. The guy and he did that, he's a fucking loser.
That's another point, yeah.
I was like, what the hell? I know people who are capable of actually doing that, but not him.
How hot is the girl? I mean,
No idea.
Right?
They
so
didn't say.
It's gotta be.
All it was said was bridesmaid, 19 years old.
Yeah, it's gotta be Tanduay model, Barreto kind of hot.
Oh my
probably.
God!
Probably.
Do you know what they say? What they're saying about Julia Barreto in there?
Julia, there it is. See, I don't even remember her name.
Spread.
They're sleepier in
just,
February.
Just in case. Here. Wait,
yeah,
just in
you know
case
what some of the detractors...
Wait, hold on. Let's lay the groundwork. Just in case you don't know, because it just came out.
Julia is the new Tanduay girl.
The new Tanduay girl. Okay. So
you are
familiar.
Like.
If you're a guy, you know what we're talking about. If you're a girl... So it's
Tanduay usually comes up with a calendar with
every year, just like White
person.
Castle in the '80s.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Now. Okay. So that's the groundwork. So about it?
A lot of people. I saw this one post that goes like, "Ngandong si Julia man, you need magnifying glasses to look at her
tits."
Tits.
Those are trolls.
Wait, let me guess.
Yeah,
let me guess. That's a girl who said that.
I think so.
You got to understand, man, it's not the size.
It's the total package, man.
Yes.
I'm saying...
That's one of the biggest misconceptions that they
She's
think.
The right choice for this year.
Yeah.
We would appreciate the bigger size, but, I mean...
Screw
anything,
that.
Anything,
she's okay this year.
Exactly.
She's fine.
Anything more than a mouthful is
and
more
besides,
than enough.
And besides, if we've been serving for people deserving to be hanging out with us, drinking... She could be one of those girls, right? I wouldn't mind Julia joining us drinking, not because we wanted to go to bed with her if we get the chance, but because I think she's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like we want Miley Cyrus to be hanging out with us and not Taylor Swift, right? She's so fucking annoying.
And she doesn't even have big boobs.
Screw the boobs.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but screw the boobs. I think she's fucking annoying because she... I think before you want tell anybody you want anything, she's gonna go, I'd do it. I said, what the fuck? I haven't even told you what I want. Right? So I want Miley, I want Julia. Who else do I want? I want Barbie. I want fucking Maggie Wilson, yes. Because I wanted to find out how
Maggie Wilson.
Did you end up going out with this guy with a small dick? I don't know, man.
So here's the thing. So if you're a lady right now, if you're a girl, if you last, if you're able to last listening to us up until now, because we, you know, you're able to ignore the fact that we're so
You could probably be hanging out with us and we won't mind.
So here's the thing. Tell your lady friends. This is coming from guys, okay? Mm-hmm. All right. It's not the size of your boobs. Don't be, don't feel bad that you have small ones.
Don't be
it's
a bitch.
It's not the size. It's how you how cool carry
you
it. It's how, you how cool you are.
How cool
and
you are.
How you carry yourself.
How cool you are. How confident are you? How do you handle yourself meeting people like us?
Yes.
That's the most important, by the way. Meet us at the mall. I was like, hi, I'm, let's say, Samantha.
Never the
boob size.
You
guys are fucking assholes, but I like you.
Never the boob size. Yeah. However, we do have one other, what do you call that? Qualification that you mm-hmm. must meet. Even if you got a nice ass and you got small boobs, that's totally fine. Mm. Even if you got small ass, small boobs, that's still fine. However, me and Booby agree on this. I'm not 100% sure, but whether we agree or not, please, for the love of God, clean your feet.
Okay. He agrees.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So
that's got to be part of it, man.
So it's very common mm-hmm. among guys. We look
and this
down
is, and this
before
is,
we look
and
up.
This is like an overview. It's not a requirement because we want you to end up being one of us being.
I don't care. I don't care if I got bigger boobs than you because mine's.
It's not like we're gonna end up going out with you or anything like that. It's just that we're keeping standards, man. I mean, what if we're recording an episode in public and you're part of it and you have dirty feet? I mean,
I mean, you got fair.
What's happening, man?
Fair skin, very fair complexion.
Dirty feet.
And wait, hold on.
I think you remember porn videos and then they look so nice and they're started doing it and then you see the feet.
And then
the lapa-lapa is so fucking dirty.
Uh-huh.
And then you skip the fucking video because that's just not right.
That's a deal breaker right there.
That is not right. Clean your fucking feet before getting lit.
I cannot explain why, but we came up with some sort of explanation. I don't know if it still holds right now. I mean, if you can't clean your feet, what else?
Don't bother listening to our show because you're fucking dirty. Get away from us.
What more the other areas in your body?
Yeah, and God will throw thunder and fucking hell and he's got this furious anger and in your life and your fucking soul.
Here's another thing. We don't care if you have eyelash extensions or false eyelashes. We
clean your fucking feet.
Do not care. It is not applicable. It does not equate to you.
I don't care about
beautiful.
Your boobs. Clean your fucking feet. That's it.
Second danger signal, but can be corrected. Sour bras.
Mm-hmm,
what?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sour smelling bras.
Oh, yeah, that's a deal.
I know we can
right
understand
there.
Probably because if you've been dancing somewhere,
no, over the years, I throw it away. Wash the fucking tits.
Yeah, I know.
Safer that way.
I mean,
you don't get disappointed.
Like what I said,
your night ends up pretty okay.
It can be corrected. Yes,
but if you're warning the girl, yeah, that's fucked up, dude. Why would you reuse a fucking bra? Fucking use it for a day, throw it away, get a fresh one, go with us. Drink
with
us.
Don't throw it away, at least watch it first.
Yeah, I know.
Like, fucking never give anybody a chance to find out that you fucking smell sour somewhere. That's just fucking sick.
Yeah,
dude.
But the perfect qualification.
That's not right.
The primary qualification is first, so everything is ignored. First, we look down,
mm-hmm.
then we can appreciate the rest.
The rest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We are gonna get canceled. Jesus Christ.
What fuck canceled? If there's three of us in the world, including our two dogs tonight, that's fine. I want to keep all right, it going. So anyway, like fucking
let's
fresh smelling bra all the way through, man.
Let's wrap it up. What's the plan next week?
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. So no vabbing.
Oh, we can talk about it on the road.
What? Whoa, wow. What's that?
You don't know vabbing. About vabbing?
Huh?
It's a new thing.
Okay.
You want to discuss that a little bit before we go?
Something to look forward to when we're on the road.
Cool.
We can talk about vabbing. What the fuck, dude? Really?
So vab next week while we're on the road, and we're going to talk about that and other details. Think about it.
On the way.
The principle of anything that you put on the net stays on the net, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your great-grandsons are going to be able to look it up somewhere mm-hmm. in the far future.
Yeah, they're going to think, my grandfather was an idiot.
It's either that or damn, depending on the kind of grandsons that you're going to have. Damn, I'm not... You know, I want to do the same thing at the very least.
Harsh kasi lolo.
I'm not worthy.
I was like, where is this generation? I mean, we lost this generation or something like that. I mean, you know.
All right. So, till then.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Good night.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Talk and then some TNT.